A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sammon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We'll be looking at the altar of prayers and why the altar is very important. So today, for our meditation on the altar of prayers and discussions, let's consider the word of God from the book of Ezra, chapter 8, from verse 21 to verse number 23. Ezra 8, 21 to 23. The Bible says, "Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God, to seek of him a right way for us, and for our little ones, and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us." Ezra raised an altar of prayers for supernatural protection. One major reason why it is important to raise an altar of prayer is for supernatural protection. Ezra raised this altar for protection against the enemy. Dear listener, you must understand there are enemies in the way. That was what Ezra said. "I was ashamed to ask or require of the king a band of soldiers or horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way." There are enemies in the way. Don't forget what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse number 9. He said, "A great door and an effectual is open unto me. There are many adversaries and there are many enemies." There are enemies in the way. You are going to somewhere very great in life and destiny. You must understand that there are enemies in the way. And so you need to raise an altar of prayers for supernatural protection against the enemies in the way. Everybody needs protection from the enemies in the way, from those who want to obstruct your path to greatness, your path to glory, from those who do not want you to get to the place that God has destined for your life. It is vitally important to raise this altar against these enemies. And so Ezra fasted with the people of Israel and prayed, and they sought the Lord. They sought him in the place of prayers, and they were entreated of God. God granted their request. He protected them. He defended them. You need the protection of God, because we are in the age of wickedness. The world we are in is a very wicked world, and so you need protection. Psalm 74 verse 20 says, "Have respect to the covenant, for the dark places of the heart are full of the habitations of cruelty." We live in a cruel world. Our world is the habitation of cruelty, according to the psalmist. And in this habitation of cruelty, you need the help of God. You need the protection of the Almighty. Do not forget, the place of safety is in the presence of the Lord. It's in the habitations of the Almighty. You remember what the psalmist said in Psalm 91, beginning from verse 1. He says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That is the man that we say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. This man is the man that will be delivered from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. God will cover this man with his feathers, and he will dwell under his wings. He will trust under his wings. God shall be his truth and shall be his buckler and shield. This man will not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day, because he is divinely protected of God. He dwells in the secret place of the Most High. He is under the shadow of the Almighty. The Almighty spreads his wings of protection upon him, because he dwells in the secret place of the Most High, because he dwells on the altar of the Lord in the place of prayers." Never forget that there are either of two ways by which a man can make it in life. Number one, a man can join the secret court in order to succeed, be protected, or excel. Number two, a man can remain in the secret place in order to succeed, to excel, or be protected. I encourage you, as you have been doing, to continue to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. That is where lies your success. That is where lies your protection. That is where lies your excellence, the secret place of the Most High. Let's dwell in the secret place. It is the place for supernatural protection. So you get divine protection on the altar of prayers. Please remain on that altar. Spend time in the presence of God. Cover yourself with the presence of God, with the canopy of the Almighty, with the blood of Jesus. It is your place of defense, your place of security. Your place of security shall be by the Lord. The Lord himself shall be your defense. That's what the scripture says. Let the Lord be your defense. Remain in the secret place and enjoy the protection of the Almighty against the enemies on the way, or the enemies in the way. Remain in the secret place of the Most High so that you can walk your way safely and not stumble. You will walk your way safely. You will not stumble in the precious name of Jesus. The Bible says, "For then shalt thou walk thy way safely and will not stumble." Stay in the secret place. And so that is one of the benefits of prayer. We pray because it is a place of supernatural protection. Therefore, don't forget, the prayer is a place, or the altar of prayer rather, is a place of change of situation. For your situation to change, stay in the place of prayers. Number two, the altar of prayer is a place of supernatural involvement. Get God involved in your matter in the place of prayer. Plead with God, oh, that thou wouldest come down, and God will come down for you. Number three, the altar of prayer is a place of divine revelation and direction. God reveals his mind to you. God shows you the path to go so that you don't get stranded in life and in destiny. It is my prayer for you again that in life and in destiny, you will not be stranded. The secrets and the mysteries of excellence, of prosperity, of success, of fruitfulness shall be revealed unto you, and you will walk in them and prosper. Number four, it is the place of supernatural provision. You've got to pray to enjoy the provision of God upon your life. Don't forget, after prophesying, Elijah went to pray. And so I encourage you, after going through a very powerful prayer meeting, a very powerful program, or you receive a prophetic declaration over your life, that is not the time to go to sleep. Go and pray and war over those prophecies, that they may come to pass, that they may be established in your life and in your destiny. The place of prayer, the altar of prayer, is a place of supernatural provision. And number five, it is a place of supernatural protection. You need protection against the enemies in the way. You need protection against the enemies at the door or by the gate. You need protection against the owners of the land. Protection against the forces that won't let you get to the place that God has destined for your life. And as you are pressing to get there, they may want to fire back or fight back. You need protection against them. And the Lord will protect you. You will not be a victim of the enemies in the name of Jesus. The bullets of the enemies will not eat you. The arrows of the enemies will not eat you. In the precious name of Jesus, the Lord himself shall be your defense. He will defend you against the enemies. He will defend you against the forces that are stronger or greater than you. The Lord himself will be your shield. He will be your refuge. He will be your buckler. He will be your very present help in the time of trouble. You will walk your way safely. You will not stumble in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, cover me with your wings. Supernaturally protect me. Cover me with your wings and supernaturally protect me in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will cover me with your wings. You will spread your wings over my life and family, over my destiny and my business. Spread your wings upon me and over me in the name of Jesus and supernaturally protect me. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Father, give me supernatural protection against the enemies in the way, as you protected Ezra. Give me protection against the enemies in the way. Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive supernatural protection against the enemies in the way, as you protected Ezra and the children of Israel. I receive supernatural protection against the enemies in the way, in the name name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names, that you will walk your way safely, you will not stumble. The Lord will protect you against the arrows of the wicked, against every pestilence, the pestilence that walks about in noonday. The Lord will shield and defend you from the arrows of the wicked in the name of Jesus. From the snare of the fowler, you will be divinely protected. From the noisome pestilence, you will be divinely protected. The Lord will cover you with his wings. He will give you the wings of supernatural protection, and the bullets of the enemies will not eat you. You won't be a victim in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the Lord will defend and protect you against the enemies in the way. You will get to your place by the supernatural power of God in the precious name of Jesus. You will walk your way safely. You will not stumble. You will not fail. You will not fall. God will be with you. Every power plotting your failure, plotting your downfall, they shall be consumed for your sake. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord will be good upon you. The same hand of the Lord will be heavy against the enemies of your destiny. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Our media prayer and fasting continues today. Join us tonight, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral to pray. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms. On Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share this link with your contact. For your question, your comment, your testimony, or your counseling needs, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.